We're at Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, and we sort of finished Aleph. So in Aleph, we began discussing the halachas about Kedusha de Sidra, which is the Kedusha that we say in Uvalot Tzion. So we sound mechaber, you have to focus, have kavana during this Kedusha, and we had a discussion about that. Why? The importance of the Kedusha in Uvalot Tzion. And then the Rama said, how about, since it's a Kedusha, how about if you're unfortunately not with a minion? So do you say it? So he said, look in Nuntes. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Nuntes, we said that you could say it. Discuss that. And then the end of the Rama in Aleph, the Rama said, Kedusha Shavitargum Yachid Omra Veloshnaim. The Targum, right? There's Aramaic interspersed at the beginning of the Uvalot Tzion Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah explained the reason for that is it's so important. The Kedusha is so important that the Anshei Knesset Gadol wanted everybody to understand it. So since that was the language, so therefore they put the translation way before art school. What was such a thing? They put it in there so everyone could understand. So now, so the Rama says in this Kedusha, in the Targum, so a single person could say it, but not two. Ve'en lo'omer b'koram, you shouldn't say it out loud. You shouldn't say it out loud. So the Mishnah Berurah, so we really didn't get into that enough, that last part of the Rama. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the psukim of Kedusha are said specifically with a minyan, with a rabbi, as we can understand, it's a kedusha. So therefore, the psukim of kedusha that are in Aramaic, that are in Targum, you're supposed to say specifically in biyachid, with a private person, a person alone, because Targum you're not supposed to say in a rabbi, the Mishnah Berurah says. So therefore, if you say this Kedusha with a tzibur, right, hopefully with a minyan, well, tzion goel, so the Mishnah Berurah says, you say it belachash. Shouldn't scream it out loud. The Aramaic that's in the beginning of Uvalot Tzion, you shouldn't say it very loud. Because then it's called that you're saying it betzibur, and that's you shouldn't do it that way. And that's what the Rama means, that you shouldn't say it bekol ram. You shouldn't say it out loud. And the Mishnah Berurah finishes that if you're not davening with the tzibur, you're davening at home. So we said before you could say it, the Kedusha of Uvalot Tzion, if you're davening privately without a minyan. So then he said, then you could say the Targum out loud. But specifically, you're davening with a minyan that you can't say the Targum out loud. Okay? So that's what we ended off with. So again, so the issue that we left off with last time was, okay, so we have, it's a Kedusha. It's a Kedusha. And so each of the steps we have to say as a tzibur. So Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Hashemim Kamo. So that's pretty simple because every lead-in of the Uvalot Tzion Kedusha has a Hebrew lead-in. Right, but he's saying Ruach Mashmach, right, Baruch Hashemim Kamo. The problem is, the challenge is with the third step, Hashem Yimelech Olam Voed. So, in other words, the question is, but Hashem Yimelech Olam Voed, first of all, we saw a long time ago, when we were discussing about interruptions for davening, like certain spots you're not allowed to interrupt. So, one thing you could interrupt for is Kedusha. So what parts of Kedusha could you say if you're in the middle of something, like so the Zimra or whatever? So if you recall, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah about Hashem Yimelech Olam Voed. Is Hashem Yimelech Olam Voed, the last step in Kedusha, is that really part of Kedusha or not? So that's one idea. Now, but again, if you say that it is, so then the challenge that we have is, so now let's go to the Kedusha we're talking about now, the Uvalot Tzion Kedusha. So now you're saying that, let's say, Hashem Yimelech Olam Voed is part of Kedusha. So now when you're saying the Uvalot Tzion Kedusha, you have to have everybody saying Hashem Yimelech Olam Voed together. Now the only challenge is, right before Hashem Yimelech Olam Voed, is Aramaic. So if we just said, which is what Ramos said, Mishmar seems to go that way, that you're not supposed to say anything in Aramaic in the tzibur out loud, so then what we do there? So one answer is simple. Well, either you don't say it, either the Ber says it, or if you do say it, just the Chazan says, Hashem, and then everybody's with him, you know, pretty instantaneously. Now there's another idea. And that is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Vav, Mekadmi Mekodem HaPasuk Deve'ata Kodosh Sheshay Tilos Yisrael Kolomar Afa Gav She'ata Kodosh. So we say, you know, we know the beginning of the Kedusha is Ata Kodosh Sheshay Tilos Yisrael V'Kara Zel Zanon Kodosh Kodosh Kodosh. So we say that first. Why? Beautiful idea the Aruch HaShulchan says. Afa Gav She'ata Kodosh. Even though Hashem is Kadosh, Mikoma Kama Ata Yoshevu Mitzapela Tfilos Yisrael. Still, Hashem is so Kadosh, but He's desiring, as we all know, and anticipating, waiting for our Tfilos. V'lachein Komasha Anu Mosifim B'Tfila V'Shvachos V'Tihilos. Therefore, the more that we daven, the more we praise Hashem, and the more we extol Him, Nichalacha Kaviyachol. It's good for you. Hashem likes it, so to speak. V'hakdama Al Sha'anu Mecha. And this is what we use as a lead-in. Hashem, you're so kadosh. So this is the idea that we lead in for the third kedusha. Now again, in this context, we're referring to the third kedusha because again, we had the, so to speak, we discussed that before, the kedusha before Shema, the kedusha as we know in the repetition of Shemon Esrei, and now this is number three. Shalchara einalcha miderach eretz l'shanos u'l'shalesh dovar. Because really, I mean, you know, you say something once. For most people, that's enough. You say something twice, okay, but you have to say it three times? Repeat something three times? It's usually not derech eretz to do that. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, so therefore, we say, Shuhu Yisparach Ritzono Bezeh. We say that's what Hashem wants. There's no repeating with Hashem, right? He loves to hear us. And as we said before, as Mishnah Berurah brought down, and the reason why we have all the Aramaic, all the Targum, is, as Mishnah Berurah brought down, so that everyone should understand, because the Kedusha of Ol Tzion is so important. Because as we know, that's what they spoke in Babel, that was the native language. And there's other reasons also for lofty reasons why we say it in Aramaic. V'yesh mishakasov sha targum yomer b'lachash, as we just saw. Some say that you should say the targum quietly. V'yesh mishaino choshesh l'zeh. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, and some people are not worried about this, that you can say the targum out loud. And in parentheses, the Aruch HaShulchan says, mori lo haya choshesh. There's really, I don't know who the Aruch HaShulchan's really was. But he says his Rebbe wouldn't worry about this. And he brings that down in other places also. That the Aruch HaShulchan quotes in a few places that his Rebbe, and he wasn't worried about this idea of saying Targum and Uval Tzion Kedusha out loud. So that's the third opinion, which we didn't see. So that's the idea. So again, according to Aruch HaShulchan, you could say Masar Beishchimtei because it goes according to a different opinion. Let's start base very quickly, just to get started. Asul Adon Latzes Beis HaKnesses Kom Kedusha DeSidra. Not allowed to leave Shul before. Now we understand why. Because the Kedusha, this Kedusha is so important. So therefore, you know, to walk out. So we discussed about walking out before. But again, the Rama says, V'omra Machar Siyah Matfila Aleinu L'Shaveach Me'umad V'yizar L'omra B'Kavana. And then we say Aleinu. And should be careful to say it with Kavana. Okay? Now we're going to stop here in the Ramah. I'm going to tease you with it. I mentioned in Shabbat Shuvah Joshua a few years ago. There's an unbelievable Mishnah Berurah that explains why, and we all know the old joke about Aleinu, that you know everybody gets Aleinu, unfortunately, a short trip, right? Everybody's running out, so Aleinu. But here we see the Ramah says we have to say Aleinu with a lot of Kavana. Why? We'll see that tomorrow. Mr. Oh, no, I'm going to be Al Chasan tomorrow. So you have to wait till Tuesday. You have to wait till Tuesday. Okay, Mirat Hashem, we'll see that. Mirat Hashem, holy nether.